Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
Ask Pat.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 104 of Ask Pat. So happy to be here to help you answer your online business questions 5 days a week. Today, we have a question from Tashana, but a lot of you have actually been asking, where can I get an Ask Pat t-shirt? As many of you know, I give away an Ask Pat t-shirt to anybody whose question is featured here on the show. Well, if you go to successshirt.com, you'll see the Ask Pat t-shirt amongst several other t-shirts of online business entrepreneurs there for you. And you can even buy that shirt if you'd like, or you can submit more questions. If you want to submit questions, head on over to askpat.com. Again, big shout out to successshirt.com. Okay, now let's get to today's question from Tashana.
Hello, my name is Tashana Chisholm from TashanaNicole.com. And I am wondering, how do you generate leads for your business through affiliate marketing?
Tashana, thank you so much for the question. And I believe this question can be interpreted in two ways, and I'm going to answer both interpretations. So again, the question, how do you generate leads for your business through affiliate marketing? So let's say scenario number one, for example, you have your own products that you created or that you and your team has created that you want to market. A great way to market those products is through affiliate marketing, by having people sell that product for you. And anytime they make a sale through tracking or whatever the case may be, you give them a commission, a part of that overall sales price, as sort of a reward for, you know, generating these leads for you. And the great thing about doing affiliate marketing to sell your own products is you're able to, one, get in front of an audience that you wouldn't have gotten in front of before in some cases, and in many cases. That's why you want to potentially hook up with a lot of people who are influencers as well, who have potential customers in their own target audience. You want to make sure your target audience aligns with theirs, and it'd just be a great sort of mutual relationship between both of you. They help sell your product. They get a commission as a result. And the cool thing about that is they are generating leads. So you're actually collecting, for example, customer names or email addresses when you do that. So even though you might be shedding a little bit of cash to give to them as a commission, you're also gaining a customer, somebody who you could be selling to perhaps down the road as well, or maybe earning money through affiliate marketing that you do yourself by recommending other people's products. So that's why, and I feel affiliate marketing is definitely an underutilized form of marketing online. I mean, a lot of people do it, but a lot of people in industries don't. So I think if you have your own product, you might want to consider creating an affiliate program of your own. And there's a lot of different software that allow you to do that. Depends on what the product is, and you know, just kind of how much the product is and stuff like that. You also want to make sure that when you're building a sales team or building people who are going to be affiliates for your product, that you make it worth it for them too. There are several different ways to do this. You know, I've seen people do contests. You know, if they're doing a launch, for example, they have a contest where affiliates get together and they sort of compete to see who could sell the most, and they make it fun, and it drives a little bit of incentive for them to promote. Another great strategy to do, if that's what you're going to do, is to give them copy that they can just copy and paste into their emails, or give them banner ads that they can just paste onto their website, you know, making sure, if possible, to have those tracking IDs involved. Now, that is a little bit more of a technical thing involved with having your affiliates have an ID that they can then use and have cookies so that their followers and fans can you know, go through their link, and it's all kept track of. There's a lot of different programs out there that'll do that. I'm not going to get into that right now. But for example, if you're selling digital goods, something like Gumroad or eJunkie would do the affiliate program for you, clickbank.com. If you are selling products of your own, you might want to also check out something like Post Affiliates Pro, I think it's called, or something like that. I mean, there's a ton of them there out there. Affiliate Royale is another one that I've used and have experienced before. You can connect them to physical products. You can connect them to digital products. There's a lot of options out there for you. Now, Tashana, maybe the second scenario, that maybe this is the one you were talking about, is you're not selling your own products. Or maybe you are, but you can also generate leads by selling other people's products. So you are somebody who knows your audience and knows that they have specific pains, and you know that there are solutions out there that maybe you just haven't created yourself yet, or that you know you can't create yourself, but you know they're out there and you can earn a commission by selling those products. Can you actually generate leads by selling other people's products? Absolutely. There's some great ways to do this, and I'm going to give you two specific methods here. The first method is the giveaway or the bonus method. So for example, if you are selling something of somebody else's, let's say it's access to some sort of specific membership site or some sort of digital product or download, some software, for example, it doesn't even matter. You can create bonuses or giveaways that relate to that particular product that would be useful for your target audience. Of course, you don't ever want to give away bonuses that don't relate to the product. It just, that's a waste, and it's not memorable, and it doesn't really help anybody. Make sure that those giveaways relate to the particular product that you're promoting, that is the other person's product. And what that does is it gets people excited about going through your link. It drives a lot of eyes to you and your specific promotion for it. And the thing is, in order to get that bonus or in order to get that giveaway, they're going to have to send you an email address. So you could set up a way to auto-deliver that digital good or that free giveaway when people purchase that product. And you can have it, you know, I have it where people can send me an email and it sends them a vacation autoresponder with a link to that particular bonus. Or you can have them sign up through a particular landing page where it would auto-deliver a digital good using, say, for example, lead pages to do that for you. Whether it's an ebook or whatever that bonus might be, that bonus could also be a free webinar that you do that would people have to would have to sign up for. The idea is you want to collect those email addresses in between people not, you know, getting that product, and then either before they get their hands on that product, maybe it's a quick start guide, for example, that you give away and people would sign up for to then get access to that product or, you know, go through your affiliate link. So not only are you earning a commission as well, but you're getting an email address at the same time. You know, I can't tell you how many people have gone through my affiliate links and I don't know who they are. I don't know their email addresses. So this is a great way to collect those either before or after purchase, you know, making sure that giveaway or bonus is there. Another great strategy, one that I've used quite successfully in the past, is if I'm going to do a really big promotion for another piece of software or a company or a person who has something that I'm really, really excited to share with my audience, I'll hold a webinar. I'll hold a webinar with that product owner. And what I'll do is I'll do demos. I'll make sure there's giveaways during that particular webinar as well, so there's incentive to come on. And in order to get access to this webinar, even though I'm promoting somebody else's product, to get access to this webinar, they're going to have to sign up for the webinar. So you can either do a go-to webinar and integrate it with AWeber or whatever your email service provider is, or even easier, you could use lead pages. You could use lead pages to set up that webinar and email name collection area so that you can then send emails about the webinar when it's coming up and even follow up with them afterwards and make sure they get the appropriate affiliate link and bonuses, anything that you mentioned in that webinar. So again, strategy number one, having those giveaways that people are going to have to sign up for at some point to get in relation to that product you're promoting. And strategy number two, having a webinar where you either have the product owner come on or you do a special presentation related to that particular product. I've done successful webinars in the past, for example, that are about keyword research. And in those keyword research webinars, I'll do a demo on how to do keyword research. And it's all about keyword research, and I'll show free ways on how to do keyword research. But then I also happen to mention the tools that I use to make searching for keywords faster. And those are tools that I also have an affiliate relationship with. So I mention those affiliate links. I tell people that, yes, this is an affiliate link. I do get a commission. And again, as a result of them coming on the webinar, I have their email already. And so I could follow up with them with those particular products and, you know, the replay and all that good stuff. So, Tashauna, thank you so much for asking that question today. An Ask Pat t-shirt is going to be headed your way. You'll get an email from myself or an assistant very soon in regards to that. If any of you have a question you'd like potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to Ask Pat. That's all you need to do. And of course, check out the brand new podcast player that's being sold right now. My team and I had spent a few months creating it for you. We just had the beta launch last night and it did extremely well. There's a few beta launch licenses left. Then it'll close down. We're going to work closely with that beta launch group and then release it again to the wild even better. You can check it out at smartpodcastplayer.com and you can sign up for the interest list if the licenses are already sold out. And if they're not, then good for you. You have a chance to still get it. Now, as always, I'm going to end with a quote, and today's quote is from Warren Buffett, and I really, really like this quote. This is, in the world of business, the people who are most successful are those who are doing what they love. That's awesome. All right, take care, have a great day, and I'll see you the next episode of Ask Pat. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show, for now at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.